Welcome back. This is Daily Bread Devotional with Pastor Q. And our devotion for today is Isaiah 25, verse 1. Let us get right into it. Isaiah 25, starting in verse 1 here, it says, O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. And so here we have Isaiah just praising God, exalting. That means lifting on high Yahweh, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, three in one there. And he's, along with praise and exaltation, he gives reasoning behind it. It says God's counsels are of old, and they are faithfulness and truth. So his counsels are faithfulness and truth, and they are of old. A lot of people like to attribute that all the religions are talking about the same God. The Bible, all the prophets that wrote in the Bible attribute this to one singular God. All these counsels, all this truth, all this faithfulness is coming from the God of Abraham, the God of Noah, the God of Adam, right? The God of Israel, of Jacob. And so here he's just praising his name, which is how we should come into corporate worship. Okay, you say, I don't want to go to church on Sunday. Well, it's a time where we all come together to exalt, worship, and praise God. You might not like this or that or this or that, but you coming together to praise God, it says, come into his house with thanksgiving and with praise. And so you can't say you don't need to do that. That is how we are to enter into his house. Thanksgiving and praise, and not to turn it into a den of thieves, right? We can't just make it a business model. That's totally inaccurate. We are going to church should be about, number one, making disciples when we're not coming to give thanksgiving and praise to God. And that's really what this Sunday morning is really geared towards, is just praising God. We do hear from his word just like they did back in the synagogues over 2,000 years ago. And even today, right? They hear the word of the Lord repeated. I think a lot of days there's a lot of word of man preached from the pulpit instead of just the word of the Lord. But you can go check out all my videos, man. I am laying out the word of God all throughout. I can't remember a sermon I've done with less than 20 scriptures in it, honestly. Usually I'll recite a whole chapter if need be. But we are going to his word, hearing his word. It says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And then obviously coming to his house to give thanksgiving and praise to him. But I love these counsels of old. You know, God has always been speaking, even from the very beginning. He says he is the beginning and the end. But in the beginning, God said, right? Let there be light. So he has always spoken. And then men have always wrote down what he spoke. They thought, yeah, I need to remember this. Let me write it down and pass it on to generation to generation. And God even says he will preserve his word forever. And praise God, this is his word we have today, totally preserved, totally accurate. Since we found the Dead Sea Scrolls, we know that not one jot or tittle has been changed. Now, obviously, they will change up interpretation. interpretations, right, or language from the original Greek and Hebrew, but the word itself is exactly the same as what we found from many, many, many first century documents and recordings of it, and even prior to the first century, right? So, but his counsels, right, are faith. This is what they are: faithfulness and truth. Jesus says, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one goes to the Father except through me, being Him, Jesus Christ." So we know He is truth. Every word that has proceeded out of the mouth of God has been utterly and completely true. Whether He's saying, "I need repentance because I am fallen and sinful," that is totally true. Or whether He's continually to encourage me and comfort me and show me His love, that is completely true as well. It is the full counsel of God. It's perfect mercy mixed with perfect judgment, right? He is the perfect judge. He is the spotless lamb that was slain. He is God. And number one, He is faithful, right? For thou hast done wonderful things. I can testify myself. David testifies of this all throughout the Psalms, but even in my own life, God has done amazing and wonderful things that only He could do. I cannot attribute it to my own work ethic or different circumstances. I know the things that God has done for me, for my family, for my workplace, everything that I'm a part of. He has had something to do with it, and He does wonderful things, mighty miracles I have seen God do. And, you know, those stay with me. And even from old, we have what He did in Egypt. He wanted that to be recorded. He wanted all the whole earth to know who He was. And so He sent those plagues to Egypt. He let His people go. And essentially forced Pharaoh to do that. I'm not saying forced, more coerced. If you do not continue to let my people go, it's going to get worse and worse, right? But, you know, He's always been faithful. When I've lost hope, when I'm discouraged, when I'm broken, when I'm sorrowful, I find that the faithfulness of God always comes through for my good. He says He works all things for those that believe and are called. He works all things for our good. And so I just want you to meditate on that. Meditate on praising and exalting Him, because He is doing and has done wonderful things in all of our lives. Yes, there have been terrible things that have happened, and we know God allowed. Everything passes the court of heaven before it comes to us. And we might question, David did the same things. David, many, many psalms of abandonment and God help me, right? But also, on the other hand, we have those psalms where we see God come through with that help. We see the faithfulness of God. We see the mercy of God and the judgment of God. And so, meditate on that today. Exalt His name. Lift His name up. Praise Him today. Remember the wonderful works He has done, and know that His counsels are faithfulness and truth. God bless you today. This is Daily Bread Devotional with Pastor Q here at Reed Chapel Church of God, and we will see you guys tomorrow. God bless.